The following content is not suitable for children.
George, we're going to talk about some sexy stuff today. Sexual menus and variety.
Ooh, all right.
Welcome to Foreplay Radio, Couples and Sex Therapy. I'm Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fallon, your couples therapist.
And we are passionate about talking about sex and helping you develop a way to talk to each other.
Our mission is to help our audience develop a healthier relationship to sex that integrates the mind, the heart, and the body.
For a great personal lubricant, please check out uberlube.com and use the coupon Foreplay to support us at the podcast. Thanks. You know, George and I, we're going to do a couples day on February 5th. So we would like to invite all of you to come and join us. You can find information about it on foreplayradiosextherapy.com. It's on our website, basically, and all you do is you sign up, and then I think we're having you pay by Venmo or PayPal or something, and then we'll send you registration. But we're very excited about this. This will be our first couples retreat. We're calling it the Couples Romance Retreat, Awaken Love and Sex. Is that what we decided on?
So far, so good. But let's have both. Why not? We could have great sex and great love all together.
Great sex, great love. That's a great title. I love it. Why didn't you come up with that earlier? Okay. And we also, for this, we would love to put you on our email. And some of you, we've the Patreon page, we have a $1 sign up and you get the newsletter from us about once a quarter, if we're good with that. But we're going to do that for free. And if you want to give us a dollar, actually, all those dollars add up. They really help us. We're working on paying for our social media right now. And that would be lovely if you go there. But if you would like a copy of what we're going to talk about today, go to foreplayradiosextherapy.com and contact us. There's a lot of opportunities to contact us. We'll get your email and we'll send you a downloadable copy of this worksheet, which is kind of on variety, and you and your partner can go through it. And basically, what's a sexual menu?
It has a nice list of things you might like or not like. It's just giving you options. I think so often what couples get stuck in is they fall into routines where they don't realize there's so many other things out there that they could be trying. Right, so this is a way today. We're just going to read off this menu. There's no right or wrong, but we want you thinking about, hey, is this something I could see myself or us doing more of? Or, you know what, not interested at all. If you almost give yourself a score and like a 0 being not at all and 10 being yes, let's do it now. That's what we want you thinking about as we read off of this menu, just to spark some engagement.
Sure. And you can, you know, you can do this yourself. You can brainstorm and just think about all the things that you might ever want to do, or think about what comes up for you when you hear the words sensual, sexuality, eroticism. And, you know, we can talk about how to do this yourself and how to use this worksheet. I think the worksheet has you circle a number in terms of how anxious would you feel about this, because that's a different way of thinking versus, you know, no, not ever, versus, wow, this really brings high anxiety to me. And I think that's a new way of having the conversation. So, George, this is from Awakening, something that I've given patients for quite a while. So, George, why don't you read a few of these? This is a brainstorm that we all came up with long ago.
And it seems like there's no specific order to this.
There is no order. It just hits you right in the face, right off the bat.
Just hits you and goes. So let's just...
Let me, one caveat. I think, you know, if you're a sexual pursuer and you download this sheet and you're so anxious to talk to your partner about all these exciting ways of having sex and acts, think twice, right? Think twice about that pushing energy if your partner is not ready for this.
And all you withdrawers out there, we invite you to get curious. Doesn't mean you, no pressure. You don't have to act on any of them. This is just, you know, just ideas. Just play. We talked about this on our other podcast. Just imagine. Doesn't mean we actually have to do any of them. Just allow yourself to sit back, listen. And if anything leaps out at you, it might be your body saying, let's go explore further. Maybe.
Okay. All right. Let's read the list.
Here we go. We're just going to start off with Ride 'em cowgirl. How about that?
How about that?
Face in the man's feet.
I know.
Backwards action.
Backwards action. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Some people that can be a hot position.
Okay. Some, they might not like it at all. Mm-hmm. No right or wrong to this list. How about just...
I think some men really like that, though. They like to see the backside, and women, they can touch themselves. It's a good position.
All right. Just the general idea of initiating.
Mm-hmm.
They like to really want that from your partner.
This, as you said, this is in no order of intensity. Right. Lots of intense ideas here and not so intense.
Sex from behind.
Yep.
Mouthing, I want you at a party. Right? Thinking about it outside.
Wait, I gotta get a hold of myself. That's right. I think that's so sexy, that idea of having kind of a secret across the room, you know.
Okay. Fur handcuffs.
Fur handcuffs.
Be a little
whoop, whoop.
Throw on some blindfolds.
Blindfolds.
Bust out the vibrators. Vibrators, plural here. I don't know what they mean by that, but use your imagination.
You can use them together. You can use lots of them at once.
Right.
Fun stuff.
Coming between her breasts.
Ooh. Yep. Different than intercourse.
Other different places on the body.
Absolutely. I just want to say, one of the cool things about sexual menus is you can solve problems. You know, you can have fun in bed if you are having difficulty. Like, you know, maybe she has sexual pain problems. And so, you know, if he comes between her breasts, that can be really sexy for him. It can be sexy for her. You know, there's no pain, you know,
yeah.
Get creative.
It's all about creativity. Wearing some elegant lingerie.
Lingerie. Can get both people in the mood.
Okay. Having a no orgasm sex play rule for one night. Take it off the table. See what that does to ignite the heat.
Don't come. That game is a good game, especially when people are really worried. Like when they start to watch themselves or start to get anxious about climaxing, don't come is a great game to play because it turns it on its head.
Sex in a parked car.
Am I supposed to be talking about every one of these?
I don't know. You don't have to. We're just rolling through.
Can you talk about one of them? Sex in a parked car.
Hey, listen. I'm just going to bring us back to high school days. Never such a bad thing, but maybe it is for some of us. Fellatio while driving.
Oh,
makes me almost want to go with my wife to Costco later today. I don't know. I'm just excusing me. I said that. But that's what happens when you allow your brain to wander.
Yeah.
Cunnilingus kneeling over his face. Could they not come up with a better word than that, though, Lori?
Cunnilingus.
I mean, that doesn't sound like it's such a fun thing to do, although it's pretty cool. So,
it's vulnerable. Issue, vulnerable, right? Doing that is sometimes more vulnerable. And sex is all about vulnerability.
We could spend
and aggression,
whole,
you know.
Episode on that alone.
Yep. That one we should.
Sex while standing up.
You know, you got to be the right heights, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Or maybe a little stool. Stairwell, you know. Oh, that could be fun.
Talking dirty.
Oof. This one. People are so hung up over this one. They like talking dirty. I think a lot of it is people just want their partner to be super explicit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe they want them to drop the F-bomb. That could be fun. That could be great in bed. But and for some, I know some of you out there are going, Lori, are you kidding me? That would so turn me off. But maybe it's just talking explicitly.
That's the beauty of sex. Different things turn us on and off. It's just trying to line up two wants at the same time. All right, page two, Lori, you want to go?
Want
me to keep going?
Wait. You keep going because I don't have page two up.
We're just throwing out things. Oral sex, the idea of that.
Maybe that should have been, you know, like right at the beginning. It was a little tamer than some of these others, do you think?
Yeah, well, now we're talking, you know, we would separately in cars and things. Now we're talking 69ers. You're doing it together.
69ers, right.
How about the bra and panty set? I don't know what
a sexy means. Bra and panty set, so that when you take off your clothes, there's something sexy underneath.
All right. How about a G-string?
And a G-string. Absolutely.
Maybe some leather?
Leather. Some people, that could be very hot.
Maybe some dominance of submissive games. Some kink.
Mm-hmm.
Whips, spikes, pegging.
Pegging. Explain pegging, George. I do not think that's on the list. Did you put that in there?
I just went with it. Why not? Pegging, right? When the wife partner straps on a dildo.
Right.
Using pornography during sex. Sharing fantasies. Dressing up. Role playing. We're just throwing them out there.
Wait, you're going way too fast.
I'm going fast, Lori, because that's my nature. And because we have four pages
to cover. Because we got, what, four pages to cover. Okay.
I was reading it. You know how long the average man lasts during intercourse, Lori?
How long?
Take a guess.
8 minutes.
2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Oh, we're going to have to sync stats here, Fowler.
Yeah. Well, that's been corroborated in a few sources.
Okay. So you and your buddies?
Whips. If it was me and my buddies, there would be like an hour, 2 hours. That would be the tall tales. It certainly would be nobody admitting the 2.5 minutes, right? Which is part of a whole nother show for us today. Yeah. Sharing fantasies.
It's so intimate, right? To share your erotic mind and your fantasies. Do you think that people share fantasies? Is it exhaustible? Like, do they stop having fantasies?
It's a great question. I don't know how many. It's such a rich area to explore between. And I think most couples are scared of this one.
Mm-hmm. So it's hard to ask for what you want. Hard to talk about what you want. That fantasy is so revealing. It's really tough.
Right. That's a great area to lean into. How about dressing up?
Right. Role play. We just talked about that. It's a way to be somebody else. Costumes. Somebody told me recently, you know, the fantasy was about a nurse. And I was talking about it with Ryan Reyna, who's my supervisor in EFT. And, you know, he said something. He goes, oh, yeah, scrubs are hot. I'm like, oh, man, you are young. You know, you do not know about the whites, you know, the white nylons, the white little dress. He goes, oh, you mean the funny hat? I'm like, oh, man, you are so young. Because that was the nurses always were so virginal looking and so pure, and kind of the whole fantasy of debauchery with somebody so, you know, so nightingale-ish.
Yeah. And I think men can do a lot better job with this. You got to. Your bathrobe on, and maybe you did your manscaping, and you got to kind of
please
reveal,
do your manscaping.
Right? You could do your little reveal with your bathrobe. Like, why is it always women that have to get dressed up?
You silk robe, silk robe, man.
What kind of 90s you wearing? Maybe you kind of come in with your fireman outfit. Who knows? Have some fun with this, right?
George, people all over the world are going to be thinking about that fireman outfit when you're talking about that, dude.
All right, let's finish this list when we come back.
Uberlube.com with the coupon foreplay is how you get 10% off Uberlube. And why I love it is long lasting. I was just talking to a patient this week about the way that they need to use this because, you know, they're struggling with dryness and it's just such a safe way to make sure that no matter what happens, if you feel anxious or whatever, you know, the lubrication is there, it's ready, it makes sex comfortable and more pleasurable. I just think people need to use it no matter what. I mean, it's fun.
Right. And we win on all fronts. So when both people become more comfortable using it, we have more to work with and play with.
It's silicone. So it is non-allergic. It is a great product, beautiful packaging. We encourage you to buy it, and it is uberlube.com with the coupon foreplay for 10% off. And when you do this, you help support us on the podcast as well, so we are grateful. Thanks.
and it makes a great stocking stuffer.
It does.
This week's G-Spot, Lori, let's deconstruct fixed sexual narratives and replace them with vivid, beautifully detailed, flexible stories.
Ooh, love that. We have a giveaway for people who, if you would go on to iTunes and give us a review wherever you are in the world. I don't always see them if you're somewhere else in the world. So what I want you to do is take a screenshot and send them to me. And you are going to be entered to win for a Manscaped Perfect Package. It's has all kinds of goodies in it. And Manscaped has graciously allowed us to do this and is providing the product. It has the lawnmower, which is the trimmer, the boxers, which fun underwear, the crop reviver, just to make you smell fresh. And the magic mat is like this funny, it's a newspaper that you put below you when you're trimming, and the shed, which is kind of a toolbox, right? It's, you can keep all these things in one place. And so very fun, but we just invite you to enter our contest, and we are going to put all of those names in a hat. Please join our Manscaped giveaway. Thank you, Manscaped, so much. We're so glad you're our sponsor, and send us a review, a screenshot of your review, and we'll enter you into the contest.
Submit your Manscaped review today. Contest deadline is Friday, December 4th.
All right, Lori. So again, no rhyme or reason. These are just random things to spark whatever it sparks.
And you can get this on our website, foreplayradiosextherapy.com. Just send us your contact information and say, I want the variety download, and we'll send it to you. And that will be great. And we'll talk with you. We'll link you to our newsletter, which we'll also talk about our retreat that is coming up in February.
All right, let's get back to the movie set.
The movie set.
Allow your brain to just wander. Can you imagine sex in a living room? Sex on your table. Sex on the floor. Sex in a bathroom. In the attic. In a basement.
George is adding them in. Sex on the stairwell. I think that's hot.
Sex at the beach.
Sex at the beach. You know, this one, you got to be careful because it could be in public. Gotta, you know, we are not encouraging illegal exposure here.
All right. Picking your spouse up at the bar.
I think that's such a great one. Just really, really, truly imagining your partner as other, as different, brand new. I tell people they should get like a hotel room, and she should go, right? She should take a long bath, a long nap, come down all dolled up, all hot. And he meets her there, picks her up, and then they just go upstairs.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Right.
How about anal play? Anal sex.
Anal play, anal sex. The anus has erotic nerve endings. But, you know, many people are socialized that it's dirty, 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 and so they can't enjoy that. But it actually physiologically has erotic nerve endings. So it is what it is.
All right. Saying fuck, using the word, allowing yourself to say it out loud.
Is that really on the sheet?
That's on your sheet.
Okay. George drops the F-bomb in foreplay.
Hey, listen, won't be the first time or last time. Fingering your wife at the movies or in an airplane.
Again, careful with the public exposure, but could be middle of the night. Yes, could be hot.
The mile high club.
No movies, no airplanes with your wife.
Right. How about a good old spanking?
Spanking. Why do you think that that's so erotic? Why do you think people think that's so erotic?
That's a good question. I think there's something about control and
intensity. Pain and pleasure are kind of close in some
ways.
There's
a whole lot of people enjoying kink, right? Mm-hmm. There's something about that domination, that surrendering, submissiveness, that just, there's something about pain that's arousing for some people.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Locking the bedroom door.
Please. If you have children, that's not even erotic. That's just necessity.
All right. So we're going to take that one off the list. That's standard operating procedure.
There are people that I can't get to do that, though, I will say. You know, they're just so anxious about locking their bedroom door.
Nice. Subtle touches in public.
Very nice. It's like you're reminding each other you're lovers.
Like reminding yourself of that romantic side. Let the heart be primed before you engage in sex. I think that's really nice.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's nice, you know, when your partner touches you in public. It's, I don't know, like at a party or when we used to have parties, it's kind of this weird together. It sends a message to everybody. We're in love. We're, I don't know. It's nice. Yeah. And it feels good.
Kissing in public. Well, there's something really important about that kissing in a lot of different places, not just the bedroom.
That's right.
Throw in some light bondage, maybe tying up your hands, your legs, your feet.
Mm-hmm. I will say one thing when people are anxious, when they want to try this, but they're a little anxious, I've said, what about tying silk scarves or something to the bedpost and holding on to them, sort of psychological bondage, not necessarily literal bondage,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that they restrict themselves.
Right. And maybe that's a step towards then letting yourself go into actually being tied up the next time.
Mm-hmm.
If it felt like you had a good experience just holding on.
Mm-hmm. And I think trust, right? They're building trust with their mm-hmm. partner.
Sexting.
This is such a great invention for our mm-hmm. age.
I agree. Just again, subtle reminders to prime the pump.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to take this outside the bedroom, that this your erotic self is kind of can be tapped into it lots of different times. Maybe you're in different countries or different states, but you know, those little texts are a way of letting each other know you're on my mind.
I think that's it. I think that's the whole thing with gifts too. You know, when people say my love language is gifts, it can sound a little selfish, like, what, you want me to buy you stuff? But I think it's when those flowers are sitting on the counter or the item, whatever is, it's just a reminder that you're on that person's mind. And a text, a sexy text, woo, you know, it's nice to know you're on their mind.
Yeah.
And that they, and also, I think that it proves that you have sex on your mind. You know, and especially if you're the sexual withdrawer, sending a sexy text is a great way to remind your partner you actually are a sexual being.
I love the randomness of this list. It like shocks your brain. You're going from kissing in public to butt plugs to sexting. It's like, all right, so we got some butt plugs to throw in there.
And butt plugs, it's again, the erotic nerve endings of the anus.
That's
you said, how can you use multiple, you know, vibrators at the same time? Butt plugs, clitoral vibrators, perineum vibrators. That's like right underneath the scrotum for the man before his anus. That's a really, really sensitive part in a man that can feel great with vibration.
Right. Giving her oral sex while she looks out the front window at night.
I keep encouraging public sex, I think.
You must have a voyeuristic locked out inside.
And exposure. Oh, heavens. Protect yourselves, you guys.
I was reading something around oral sex that the G-spot is actually just the backside of the clitoris.
Right. Right, exactly.
Do you agree with that?
Yes. Yes, it's the underside of the clitoris. That's why it's so sensitive. It's like the clitoris actually has legs. And so it's like between that, it's really highly erotic. Yes. So G-spot stimulation and oral sex is hitting essentially the back and front side of those nerves.
Viva la vulva. I like it. We have to, I think men have to become a lot more clitoris focused than the vagina focused that most of us have been trained to pay attention to.
Oh my goodness, yes.
That's a whole nother show. Video sex, Zoom sex, phone sex, all using technology, not just to distract us, but to actually bring us closer together.
Right. And people, you know, they like to watch themselves too. Obviously, that has to be with permission. I've heard a lot of people who have been violated with this, but, you know, their partner takes a Zoom or takes a video of them without telling them. I always tell your partner, but I think for some people, it's like the perfect kind of porn. They're watching themselves. I had a friend too. I don't think this is on my list, and I'm going to add it to the list. But they used to make love. They had one of those long mirrors in their bedroom, and they would tilt it on its side horizontally, and they'd make love in front of it so they could watch themselves. I thought, now that is a really great idea.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Well, we got another two pages, Lori. I'm going to read through them, and then we're going to comment on them at the end.
Okay, right? So you're telling me to shut up.
I am telling you, this is
just
quite a list.
Just get through the ideas, George. Okay.
Forgetting to wear underwear and letting your partner know. Just think about that.
You're talking now.
I'm sorry.
Maybe I was talking too much. You wanted to talk more.
Wear boots and nothing else. Show up in the boots are made for walking. Play some music, heavy metal, rap, country, you name it. Mix it up. Different vibes, different music.
Wait, George. Do you know that we have a Spotify channel for Foreplay?
No.
Yeah, we have on Spotify, we have a Foreplay playlist. What's your favorite sex song?
I don't know. I'm seeing you have Norah Jones. I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Well, Norah Jones she's kind of a soft bluesy person. Right. You don't have a favorite sex song?
No.
You got to tell me and I'm going to add it to the list.
All right.
Okay.
Candlelight, bathing together, daylight sex, morning sex, middle of the night sex, afternoon sex, tight jeans, tramp stamp tattoo. Does that do it for you?
I do think that's really sexy, yes.
Sex outside
but,
in nature.
But my girlfriend said to me, she's like, yeah, but when you're like 70 and that tramp stamp is like sagging down your ass, you know, not as sexy. No.
All right. Sex toys, sex lotions. Here we go. Uber lube.
Yay. And Manscaped cologne. We love it.
Using a different sexual language. Pig Latin, does that work, Lori? Showing your partner how you masturbate. I like that one.
That is vulnerable and sexy.
Back rubs, buttocks massages, feet rubs, genital massage. Here we go. Pubic hair trim. Wax, shave, helping each other out to groom.
With the Manscaped lawnmower.
I love it.
Men need to do that too. You know why I think men need to do that? Okay, only one more minute, but this is probably important for men to understand.
And why do you think it's so important for them to use that?
I think it will get them more of what they want.
Okay, so what are you saying? It's going to lead to increased what?
Oral sex.
Oral sex.
Men, women complain so much about getting a hair in their mouth or something. This would be good.
All right. Another good reason. Saying I love you. Asking for cuddling, sucking your partner's toes, wearing a silk jock strap, buying nipple tassels, using...
George just, his head just went back.
I didn't think of that one. Using edible powder, chocolate, whipped cream, fruit. Never heard of this one either. Giving oral sex while alternately... sipping from hot tea to iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Lori can talk a lot about that. Multiple positions in the same night. Multiple orgasms. Tantric sex. Garter belts. Biting. Rough, fast, furious sex. Ripping off clothes. Getting drunk. Talking to each other. Hey, foreplay. That's our main one. Looking into each other's eyes while orgasming. Belly button rings. Fishnets. Stilettos. Touching your partner with your toes under the table. Just a little list. Awesome, Lori, to start more conversation. Let's go, people. Add to this list. Make it your own. Have a fun conversation. What are we missing? There's so much here that we can play with and bring into the inside and outside the bedroom.
Well, thanks for listening to The Sexual Menu, and we will send it to you. I think it is hot now, right?
We don't have to keep it hot.
Just this list.
Very excited, Lori, upcoming couples retreat weekend. Great love, great sex. What an opportunity for couples to work on that sexual and emotional cycle.
I know. I'm so excited we get to partner together to actually teach and share with couples. And we are going to start our enrollment for this basically in December. You can come to our website on foreplayradiosextherapy.com, and there will be a page there about the Great Love, Great Sex retreat. It's going to be on Friday, on February 5th, and we're really encouraging you to take the weekend away together to do this material with us. We're going to have interactive parts, talking about the emotional connection, the cycle, asking your partner questions. We'll have little breakouts. We're going to keep it fun, keep it hot. It's going to be a fast day. We'll start at 10 a.m. on Eastern Standard Time, February 5th. Great Love, Great Sex. Find us on the website and sign up.
We don't give many guarantees, but if you show up for this retreat, you will have conversations you've never had with your partner before.
We have a little referral for those of you who are in the EFT world and who are therapists interested in attachment theory. One of our colleagues who is brilliant is Dr. Annabelle Bugatti, and she is publishing a book called Using Relentless Empathy in the Therapeutic Relationship. And this is also for lay people. So if you're interested on how using relentless empathy works in terms of healing you and healing your relationship, we really encourage you to go ahead and pre-order this book on Amazon. We'll put it on our website, but it's basically how the power of empathic responsiveness coupled with attachment science and interventions helps heal us. And we are excited and proud of Dr. Annabelle Bugatti and her new book, Relentless Empathy, and her contribution to the field. We're proud to represent her and to encourage you to go to Amazon and buy this book.
Empathy is often the missing ingredient. It's the thing people are craving the most. And Annabelle Bugatti is an expert in helping partners learn how to provide that. Highly recommend it.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-4-PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.